what a wonderful job. Casey always does a wonderful job, and what a wonderful job that Sarah has done in both services. And I know that Debbie and Glenn's got to be awful proud of her tonight. I'm proud of her. And I speak that as a friend and as a brother in the church and also as a pastor. I speak that about her tonight. In the book of Isaiah, in the 55th chapter, it's where we'll be reading from tonight. And I do realize I need your prayers for the time that we stand before you, that God would just take His Word and bless it, and that it would touch your heart, touch mine, and give us. Because you see, that song she just sang said, it's the Lord that makes us. It's the Lord that gives us the hope. It's the Lord that lets us fly. And all things whatsoever we stand in need of, it's God that can provide it tonight. 55th chapter of Isaiah, if you found it, go with me if you would. Down to verse 11 is where we'd like to start reading at tonight. And he says in verse 11, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. For you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. And stop reading there with that 13th verse, and you can be seated in the house of the Lord. And so many times this 11th verse is used. And I've heard it used for many years in messages, and probably even did so myself, talking about lost people, that when God speaks, He says His word will not return it to Him void, but it will accomplish unto where He sent it. But I want to bring a message tonight from this, because this is the way the Lord laid up on my heart, is that when God speaks, victory comes. When God speaks, victory comes. And you say, how did you come up with that out of those verses? And I've got it highlighted in my Bible. In fact, this whole 11th verse is highlighted. But in different colors, I've got the words accomplished highlighted. I've got the word please highlighted. And also the word prosper. When I think about prosper and accomplishment, my heart goes directly to victory. Because you see, the Lord, it pleases Him to speak the word that you and I need for victory in our lives. Because we need the help of the Lord to help us to fly. We need the help of the Lord to give us the strength for every day. We need the help of the Lord. And folks, God, and I just want to preach my heart to you tonight. God does not wait until we get in trouble to begin to speak. God has already spoken the word. And some folks say, well, if He's already spoken it, why have I not seen the victory? And there are many different reasons for that. You remember in the book of Daniel how that he spoke the word, and Daniel had prayed, and 21 days later, here come the answer. And Daniel said, why, if I can paraphrase, why wasn't you here on the first day? And God said to him, or the angel that came to help him said unto him, we heard from the very first day you prayed. But the enemy, if I can paraphrase it like that, the enemy tried to resist us, tried to stop us from bringing that victory that God spoke in your life 21 days ago. Tonight, church, God doesn't wait till we get in trouble to speak it. He knew that you and I was going to face things today, yesterday, and maybe even tomorrow, that we are not big enough to handle by ourselves. These testimonies tonight in this service about how God gave them the victory, 5 years and 14 years victorious over cancer. Some folks might say that they're just lucky, but I say it's because God spoke the word of victory to their lives and to their hearts. God does not just speak to us when we're lost to save us, but aren't you glad He speaks to us on a daily basis. Everything that we need, God speaks it to us so that we will have prosperity in our life. God does not want us to get defeated. He wants us to have the victory. And I hear that song that says, victory in Jesus. The only place we can have it is in Jesus tonight. He said that when He speaks this word, that it will go out and it will do which the Lord pleases. That when God speaks something good over His children, just because we don't get it that day or get it exactly when we ask for it, doesn't mean that it's not on its way. It just means that the devil has come against us, or maybe that we have not done all things that God would want us to do so that we could receive it, so that it would not return back to Him void. God knows what He's doing tonight. And He knows what you need and what I need. And He said that if we will listen to His word, that it will bring us the victory that we stand in need of. Some folks might even still say, well, if you speak this word, how does these things happen? Look at what He said in the 12th verse. He said, for when I speak this word, He said, you shall leave with joy. And folks, every time that we have heard the Lord speak, has anybody heard the Lord speak to your life? Every time we've heard the Lord speak, we left with joy. Amen. When we were saved, we left with joy. When we rededicated our lives, we left with joy. When the Lord, we went through a situation and the doctor's report came back good, we left with joy. Amen. When what we had been praying for to come to pass moved in front of our eyes, we left with joy. Every time God gives us the victory, it gives us joy that we ought to praise Him for. And it's not your joy or my joy. It's not something that we should build up within ourselves and say, look at what I've done. Because the Bible says, for it shall be to the Lord for a name. What He's saying is, when I speak and it brings victory in your life, that it ought to be a name that when others look at you, we can tell them that it wasn't I, but it was the Lord Jesus Christ that moved in my life. It will be an honor to Him because He's the one that did the great deed in our life. Amen. It's not you and I that made ourselves, but it's He that made us. Amen. And if we have anything to have the victory about, it's not because of what you've done or I've done, but it's because the Lord spoke the word. This will help somebody. The Lord spoke the word, and we are the benefactors of His spoken word. Amen. Amen. He said when the Lord moves, He said, and I feel like preaching tonight. He said when I move and when I speak the word, that the mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing. You say, well, I've never heard the mountains and the hills sing. And He says the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Folks, let me tell you, when the God moves in our hearts and we get the victory, it seems like everything around us is praising the Lord for what He's done for us. Who am I that God would speak and I could have the victory tonight? But I'm glad that He does. And when He does, folks, we can rejoice together. And if nobody else will rejoice with me, there's some mountains and some trees that will clap their hands and praise God for the great things that He has done for me. If nobody else is happy about it, I'm going to sing my song. I'm going to lift up my holy hands unto the Lord, and I'm going to just thank Him for the victory that He has given to me in my life. People say, well, folks, how many times has God given you the victory? I couldn't begin to number them. Some folks might count them as blessings, and they are blessings, and don't get me wrong. But folks, the victory that I'm talking about is those things that you and I realize we cannot win by ourselves. Anybody facing that tonight? Those things that you and I cannot win by ourselves. When we ask the Lord and He speaks the word, oh, listen to this tonight. When He speaks the word, He's given us the affirmation that when He speaks the word, it will not just go out there and be like a spoken word. There's times that every one of us has spoken something to a brother or sister or a friend that we're going to do this or we're going to do that. And sometimes, Rob, to the best of our ability, I forget to do it or it slips my memory or something happens. But folks, when God speaks His word, you can count on it today. What God has said will come to pass. What God has promised, you can count on tonight. Everything He said And then when he speaks the victory, he said this in the 13th verse to us. Instead of a thorn. How many of you remember back in Genesis in the 3rd chapter how that God said unto Adam and Eve when he cast them out of the garden? He said, thorns and thistles shall you tread upon. Then that shall be where instead of having this pleasant ground, now you're going to be out there amongst the thorns and the thistles. You and I are amongst the thorns and thistles. But when God speaks, he said, instead of a thorn shall come up a fir tree. And instead of the briar or thistle shall come up the myrtle tree. I just thank God that when he speaks, that even though when he speaks to our life, no matter where we're at, David, the psalmist said it like this, when God speaks, the crooked path shall be made straight. The high mountain shall be brought down low, and every valley shall be exalted tonight. When God speaks, instead of darkness, there is light. To us today. When God speaks the victory, that which is sent for evil, God takes it and he turns it around and makes it for our good, because he said, I'm going to prosper you. I believe this tonight. I'm not preaching some TV evangelist message. I'm preaching the word of God. God said, I'm going to prosper my people. They shall be known as my people in the gates where they sit, is what he said about the patriarchs of old. They shall be known that they are my people because they have my blessing upon their life. Does anybody need that tonight besides me? I need the Lord Jesus Christ to speak the word that will bring the victory that I need in my life. And not me only, but I ask him, God, speak it on behalf of my brothers and sisters. Speak it on behalf of their children and their grandchildren. And speak it on behalf of my children. So many folks that need the victory and the world cannot give it to us. But I am confident in this. If somebody can just touch heaven tonight, God will speak the word and you can count on the answer to come that will bring us the victory that we stand in need of. The Bible teaches us that if God will speak, instead of us being the victim, we will be the victor. That which the devil tried to kill you with, that which the devil tried to cripple you with, that which the devil tried to destroy you with, God can take it and speak his word. People are saying sometimes, and even I've said this in our prayers, Lord, I'm waiting for your answer. I'm waiting for the victory is what I'm saying in my prayers. And folks, I don't know when it's going to come. I was thinking about Sharon's song this week as well, Brother Rob. It might seem to you and I that it's 4 days late. And you and I need an answer. We want it right now. But folks, we can rest assured that God said it like this. When I speak, you can count on it. It's going to please me. And can I preach it like this? If it pleases God, it's bound to please me tonight. When God speaks it, you can count on it to bring the peace that you need, the joy that you need, the help that you need. It doesn't matter where you're at and what it is. Our God is able to deliver us and give us the victory if we'll just hold on to his word tonight. Not my word. Not your word. But his word. The Bible teaches us that when God speaks, he can turn sorrow into joy. Many of us, that we don't know which way to turn. I'm not just talking about death. There's other things in life that brings us sorrow. There's things that just breaks our heart. As parents and as brothers and sisters, things that just tear us up inside out. And I can't understand it. I know that it's because the devil has come to try to tear down the good things that God has done for us. Has he not? He's coming to tear us apart. But folks, just hold on, because God said, I have spoken the word. God, and can I go back again? And maybe I'm reiterating this too much. But God doesn't wait until the shadows of disaster are over our house and over our lives. God saw what was coming. He spoke the word, and the devil is trying to resist the word of God. But how many of us know the devil can only fight for so long because God said, I spoke it, it will not return to me a void, it will accomplish what I said it, and I will be pleased with what I have spoken today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The devil is trying. He's working hard. But God said, I've spoken this word. Can you get this tonight? I don't know if you've ever seen it like this before. God said, I've spoken it. We're saying, where's it at? He said, I've already spoken it. All you got to do is wait upon me and you'll get the victory that you need. I've spoken it. And it will please me and it will please you and it will not return to me void, but it will accomplish whereunto I sent it. See, I need to get down to the specifics of this tonight. God does not just speak a manifold blessing over our lives. He knows the circumstance that we're in. He knows that what we are facing. He knows what has got our hearts broken. He knows the sincere desires of our heart. God knows all this. Some folks might say, Brother Bill, if God knows that, why has He not already spoken the word that I might get the victory? He said, I've already spoken it. Hold on for another day or two. I've spoken the word. I promise you this, the waters are choppy. The storms are raging high. And you might say, I just don't have the strength to hold on yet another day. God is saying, can you see this? How many of us, when we get in trouble, we know that, and I'll just use it in a financial term. Can I use it like that? That because most of us can relate to this. When we get down and the bank account is low and we don't know where we're going to turn. If somebody has told us that they've mailed us a check. If we know that there's money on the way. You know what we do? We say if we can just hold on. Every day we go to that mailbox expecting that check to be in there. Do we not? And I know I'm using old terms because checks are usually not the means of transfer of funds anymore. But we just hold on. We say if I can just make it till that check comes in, I'll be all right. What I'm preaching to you tonight is better than a check in a mailbox. Because God can write a check for you, speak the word that you and I can't imagine the number of zeros that will be behind the sum of that number. People say, well, God doesn't have that kind of money. He owns the heaven and the earth. Everything in the earth belongs to Him. God can speak it. Some of you say, like the pastor tonight, I'm waiting on it. You say, well, I wouldn't be that bold. Let me tell you, the Bible says if we will all walk upright before God, if we will keep His statutes, if we will bless His name, if we will not let His word depart from our hearts, that He will prosper us. Does not the word of God say this? How many of you tonight are holding on to that word? That victory's coming because God spoke it and I'm holding on to it. Say, I've been waiting for years. Folks, just wait on. Because I promise you this, when it does come, it will be worth every restless night. It'll be worth every long day. It'll be worth every trouble and sorrow you face. Because when God speaks it, and I gotta go back to what I said a minute ago, if it pleases God, you just imagine what it's gonna do for my life. No wonder He said we'll leave with joy. But let's look, get it straight. It ought to be for His glory and not for ours. He said in His word that instead of being the curse, we shall be the blessing. See, God spoke His word not when the Jews rejected Him and then He went sent His people to the Gentiles. But God spoke His word that the Gentile people were to be a curse in all the land. People say, well, why did He start saving them? We know it says because the Jews rejected Him, He went to the Gentile nation. But let's go back. God spoke it in the beginning of time. He spoke it and He said it in His word, this promise that He made to them that the Gentile people was going to get the victory. Because if you go back and you study the lineage of Mary, you'll find out there were some Gentile people along the way. Does anybody remember Ruth? How did she got married up with Boaz? Does anybody remember that little woman that had the scarlet thread that she had to let down out of the window?
to save her people. Rahab, you know what that was? Those were Gentiles, Larry Jones, that God said, I'm going to speak to the Gentile nation. They're not going to be an afterthought, but it's a forethought. I've never preached it like this before. God knows my heart. But let me tell you, it wasn't an afterthought for God to enjoy us that was a curse, but He said, I'm going to take those people that are a curse and make them a blessing. And you and I stand here today as a blessing to God that we have been saved by His grace, and we are no longer an outcast from the commonwealth of Israel, but we are children of God because God pleased Himself to make us part of His great family tonight. Instead of a curse, we are a blessing. The Bible says that when God speaks, the victory will come, and instead of being last, we shall be first. I don't know about you, but growing up in school and in life, I wasn't selected first a whole lot. In fact, I don't know if I ever was. It seemed like we was always pushed to the rear. And you know, looking back in retrospect, the reason why that happened is because we was poor. Poor people don't stand much of a hope. I'm preaching you the truth. Poor people don't stand much of a hope in this world. They're cast aside, they're pushed aside, and nobody wants much to do with them. That's why I like the Word of God when John sent his disciples unto Jesus and said, are you the one that we should look for, or do we look for another to come? Jesus said, you take John back this word. The blind see, the deaf hear, the lame leap, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. Folks, God took a bunch of poor people. Instead of us being last, you know what He did? He put us first. I am no longer a reject. I am a chosen one of the King of Israel, and I will be in the first fruits of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I am no longer last. People say, well, what does that mean in the Word of God? The last means this, that those that are last shall not inherit the kingdom of God, but they shall be left behind. Then people say, well, what else does it say about it in the Word of God? The Bible says it like this, that we that are last shall be as first in the kingdom of God. We're all going in with the same reward, the same benefits as all the patriarchs of old. Because remember the scripture when they said that the workers in the field, those that came in the first hour and those that came in the last, they all got the same blessing, the same victory, because God promised it to them. We've all got it coming. And I'll not be much longer. The Bible says when God speaks this word of prosperity to us, when it accomplishes Him, and I got this word, please. If you can see my Bible, most of this scripture is highlighted in yellow, but I got that one highlighted, looks like a bright pink tonight, and I'm not ashamed to say it that way. But the Bible says that when it looks like, He said, when it shall please Him, that He said in His Word, and instead of us, He said He will make us the head and not the tail. People say, well, you got high hopes in what God can do. Folks, if God can't do it, we're all doomed. We're all doomed. It pleased God to prosper us and by His word that instead of us dying and going to hell, we get to go to heaven. Do you think God just saw you in the midst of your despair and said, maybe I'll save that one? I believe it like this with all my heart, and it goes right with what the Sunday school teacher was teaching this morning. When God made heaven, He made heaven big enough that every man, woman, boy, or girl to ever be born in the human race could go to heaven and have their part there. He said it like this. He said that their names are recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. Follow me now. I know I'm in a Baptist church. But when men and women sent away their days of grace, and God has turned them over to a hardness of heart and reprobate mind, He said that He would blot out their names from that book. Is this not scripture? And I know we sing that song in years gone by. He wrote my name way up in glory. When he saved my soul, folks, we were spoken by God's word to be a blessing before we was ever even thought of in this life. God said, I will give her a part of the victory of my spoken word. But men and women reject God's word. They don't want anything to do with God's word and the victory. But God said, my word still won't return to me void, because I sent it to be a blessing. And if we will receive it, it will be a blessing to us. But God does not force His word upon anybody. Follow me. He allows us to choose whether we will believe the word of God or we will believe a lie straight from the pits of hell. Tonight, God said, I have spoken my word, and it will not return to me void, but it shall accomplish. You know what that means? The victory is coming. The victory is coming. And it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. Folks, whatever God speaks to our lives, we ought to be happy with what God spoke. It doesn't matter what it might be. He said it's going to prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. How many of you have heard the scripture from the word of God that when God speaks, He can take a little and make a lot out of it? He can take a little bit of your faith, mix it with His word, and folks, He can move mountains. He can change lives. He can turn a country upside down. If we'll just believe upon Him. And He said, and that which was meant to be a curse shall instead be a blessing. And over in the 54th chapter, He said it like this. He said, when I speak my word, He said, no weapon that is formed against you shall be victorious. No weapon that is formed against you shall bring the victory to the enemy. Many of our lives tonight, the devil has come against. And folks, as I preach here on Wednesday night, can you just see David and his men? Here they thought the Philistines, they would fight them no more. And here come more giants. It doesn't matter where you're at in your life. The devil is going to fight. But just hold on. Because God did not see this happening after the fact. God knew that the devil would come against you and me. He knew that he would come against our children. He knew that he would come against our households. He knew that he'd come against our church and against our country. But God said, I've already spoken the word to give you the victory. Tonight, while Rob and Beck gives a song of invitation, I ask you, in your life, God has spoken the word that you need. He has spoken it that it will bring you the prosperity that He needs. That it will accomplish. You know what that word accomplish means? That it will be done completely. Not partially. And I have to testify for a minute. I've never seen God do anything half the way. Never seen Him do anything half the way. But He does it complete every time. He said, I'm going to do it, and it's going to accomplish, and it's going to prosper. And God said, I'm going to be pleased in it. And I want to ask you a question as I close and I get ready to sing. How many of us, when God has moved in our life, were we not pleased with what God did? There's not enough words to say how good He did it. I just know that He did it. People say, how do you know it was the Lord? Look at the situation. Nobody else but God could have done this to give me the victory. While we stand, they sing a verse of the song. How is it with your life tonight? Are you holding on to the word of God? That regardless what the devil might tell you, that you know the word of God will bring you the victory that you need tonight. Anybody else? Anybody else tonight that wants to come and pray and ask God for the help that we might be able to magnify His name for all good things that He has done? It pleased God. It'll accomplish where He sent it. And it will prosper according to His word. How about you tonight? Yes. Are you looking for the victory? Because victory is sweet tonight. Yes. He will send His word to give us the victory. Yes. Bless these tonight. Yes. When God speaks, His people know His voice. He said, "My sheep know My voice, and a stranger they will not follow." We know God's voice. And when He speaks the victory, you don't have to wait for it to come to start praising Him. You can praise Him because you know the answer is already on its way. Yes. Are you washed in that blood? Yes. And while these are still praying, let me just brag on the Lord a few more minutes. That everything God has spoken His word, every promise that He's ever made, He has not been slack concerning His promise, as men count slack. This is what the Scripture says. But God has been faithful. He has never let us down. And I don't know why we worry so much. I guess it's just our nature that we worry so much when His word says, "I have spoken the word, and it shall go out, and it shall accomplish unto that which I have sent it. It will not return to Me void, but it shall accomplish." I like that, don't you? "It shall accomplish unto that which I please." When the Lord sends the answer that you and I need, you know what old saints used to do? Saints in the old churches used to do this, that when the preacher would be preaching or the singers would be singing or God would just be moving in a mighty way, Brother Chad, they could see the Lord speaking that word and they would start breaking out in what we call just old time shouting and praising the Lord because they knew. See, they've been praying. They've been looking for the answer, and when the answer came to them in the midst of that service, they just started praising the Lord. They didn't have to wait, Larry Jones, before the doctor give them the clean bill of health to start praising Him. They knew when God spoke. I don't know how it's going to happen, but some way or another, the Lord will bring this to be, and we praise Him for it tonight. When God's word goes out, it'll give us a victory that we stand in need of. Amen. I hope you've enjoyed yourself in the house of the Lord. The songs were wonderful. We thank God for the service, for seeing each and every one of you tonight. And I'm glad that God gave us a word to lift us up and to help us. And I know it's human nature, but every time something comes along, we think the worst. We think about all the defeat. And God is saying, the devil might get a victory here or there in a battle, but he's not going to get the glory of your life and my life. But God will, if we'll hold on to the altar of God. Keep praying, keep reading, keep meditating upon His word, and God will get the victory for all things. Anybody got anything on your heart before we close? Yeah.
beginning when he spoke, he commanded and it stood fast.
Yes.
And you can look around the earth and the trees and the moon and the stars and the sky. And you can see that that happened.
Yeah.
And that when he speaks, it happens. And it will come to pass, no matter what anybody says.
That's right.
No matter what happens in the world and the naysayers, it'll happen.
Yeah.
But it'll happen, like you said, according to his pleasure and his goodwill.
Amen.
But, yeah, I just think, you know, you'll be above only and not beneath. Just all the blessings of God. As I get older in my life, the thing that is not so much a question about, you know, this or that, but the question comes to me is, why is God so good?
Yeah.
Why is he so good?
Right. Yeah.
Why would he choose me? You know, I'm nothing. Why would he choose me?
Right.
But I want to praise him tonight, and I want to thank
Amen.
Him because it's true.
Amen.
And his word is true.
That's
and
right.
It shall come to pass.
Amen.
Bless
you.
Bless you. Brother Roger, I just wanted to share tonight. I just want to thank God for the message tonight. Just what I felt in my heart. And I just wanted to share this with the church. Hope today for the very first time with roller skating. I just told Jeff when I got back, I said, you know, I was so afraid for her. She was awful, and she was just her first time. It was her first time ever roller skating, and I stood right behind her. But she didn't want me to. She just kept saying, I can do it. Just go back. Just stay back. And I told Jeff, I said, you know, it must be how the Lord feels. I said,
yeah.
I didn't want her to get hurt, so I kept running with my arms like this because I knew she was going to fall. You know, she was going to fall. And she got confident, and she kept running. Sure enough, she just fell. And just my heart broke for her because I knew it was going to happen. And I told Jeff, I said, it must be like the Lord watching us,
yeah.
You know, when we think, or I think, I got this. I got this one, Lord, I'm good. And he thinks, you better stay close because
yeah.
you're going to fall.
Yeah.
And it just, you know, it's a big lesson for me today. And then to come and listen to the message tonight, you know, this is where I get my strength from.
Yeah.
I feel like this is where I feel close to God. And this morning, just got such a blessing this morning, too.
That's
seeing right. Sarah just grow.
Yeah.
And when I prayed, I just told the Lord, thank you for making me.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it seems like through life you feel like nothing. You feel like the lowest, the last picked. And I've been feeling that, like, a lot lately through different things. And I just told the Lord this morning, thank you for making me. Not that I'm anything, but what you've done for me. So I just, such a good place to be. I love this church. Thank you.
Amen. In that 13th verse, he said it. He said, I do this. If I can paraphrase it, I do this that I might be magnified
right.
amongst the people. That people can see what you have been blessed with by the Lord. Anybody else?
You know, I've seen since I've been with this church so many miracles that God has done here.
Yes.
And so many prayers that have gone up from this church and God has answered. And you know, it never fails though. When we hear the testimonies of Larry and Betty and some of you other ones that have gone through so many things.
Yeah.
You always give God the glory because it wasn't through us, Wayne. And you're a witness to that too. Both of you. It's God.
Amen.
It's what he's done. But it's been, I believe, because of the prayers of this church. I believe I came through what I came through because of the prayers of this church. I believe that. And Lord did too. And it's because of the faith that we have that God will answer our prayers, and he's already spoken it.
Yes.
All we got to do is just wait for the victory.
Amen.
I'm thankful to be a part of this church.
Yes.
I'm thankful that God led me here and lets me come here. I
am.
Me too. It's an honor and privilege to be a part of this church as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
I'm thankful that he allowed me to come here.
Amen.
It's all my part to do this. This afternoon, as I was trying to rest a little bit, and you know, the devil can almost get any of us to lose the victory that God wants us to have.
Yeah.
You know, I've not been 100% today. Yesterday, I thought, well, you know, I could just stay home tonight. The church would understand.
Yeah.
But then I thought, well, no, I can go because I know that the Lord can give us a victory. And I wouldn't have missed it for nothing now. But, you know, hindsight's always better.
Yeah.
You go forward. And then I thought, well, see, the Lord lets us use our mind to think. I thought, well, if I miss tonight, somebody will think for sure. The pastor stayed home. Some of you know where I'm going.
To watch the game.
Because there's a game on. And so See, I don't want anybody to ever think that I stay home to watch a game that has no bearing on my life. Won't change my life one iota. But when I come here, folks, my life can be changed.
Amen.
But this afternoon, as I told you all that, it came to my heart that I'm going to ask that you close in prayer. And the reason why I'm going to ask you to close in prayer is because there's many needs. And sometimes when I come before the Lord with a need, I feel so ashamed because I know so many other needs that there are, and it's so great. But you know what the Bible says? He didn't say, when you feel like your need is as big or bigger than anybody else, then come to me. But he said his word, come boldly to the throne of prayer. Come boldly. No matter what it is, no matter how big or how small it may be, bring it to Jesus. We preach it. So we need to live it. We teach it. We need to live it. We believe it. We need to live it. So I'm going to ask you if you close with an altar of prayer. God knows all these needs. And I'm not slighting yours or anybody else's. But maybe I just need to pray for you in the need that I have. God knows all about it. He knows about you and your need. And folks, I don't put myself above any of you. But if God will allow me to speak a prayer for us.